Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, 4:03 in the afternoon. Felger and Maz. Got Murray and Maz from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. I am under quarantine on my couch here in Wellesley. No joke. Program director told me to stay home. So I stayed home, but we're still clicking through here, talking ball, talking Bruins, talking Murray's opening thought was on Gordon Hayward and the Celtics. He'll miss another game tonight. People starting to question Gordon Hayward's toughness, among other things. That's on the table. The Brady watch, of course, is still steaming hot, I think. So we're continuing with that. And your calls. Chris Gaspar will be joining us later on this hour. I'll go back to the phones here unless Murray or Maz, you got anything to say for yourselves?
Negative.
Nope.
John and Sutton, then. What do you have to say for yourself? Lead us off this hour. Go ahead, John.
Hey, what do you think? Brady still resents Bill for benching Butler and costing him a Super Bowl, and that's part of the reason he wants to leave?
Way, 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 way down the list. Way down the list. So, I mean, and you know what? It shouldn't even be on the list. And I know you probably disagree with this, Murray. It shouldn't be on the list. And let me tell you why. So Bill effed up. He effed up. He made a mistake. He let his ego get in the way. He let a personal situation get in the way. Whatever the reason was there, it was the wrong reason, and he screwed up. Is he going to hold Brady's safety against the New York Giants to lead off that game against him?
No.
Is he going to, is he going to hold the strip sack fumble against the Eagles against him? It's like, sorry, so he screwed up.
And maybe it's because you're in the compound. You can't see what my face here, but I also agree. It's that's bottom of the barrel for Brady right now. I think his bigger issues are looking at Bill in his last three drafts and wondering why they didn't address tight end last year, why he can't draft wide receivers correctly, you know, things like that. Can I have a little say maybe in some of the personnel decisions and who you're looking at free agents? Can you get me a little bit more help on offense? Like, I think those are the things that bother him.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but
like when they're going over film, can you not treat me like I'm just another cog here? You know, I've been here 20 years with you. I'm just as important, if not more. Just show me a little bit more respect.
And Mike, we've talked about this a million times, right? The contract and the way he gets treated in negotiations is up near the top of the list. Okay, if it's not the very first thing. But in terms of the football part of it, the more I think about it and the more I sort of hear, I think that whole thing at tight end was the thing that started the ball rolling last year. Huh. The whole Jared Cook thing, and that Jared Cook wouldn't come because of Gronk, and Brady shows up at camp and goes, I don't have an effing tight end. And if you remember the comment that he made during the season about Izzo and who's the other one, Lacoste, and like, I can only play with who they put out there, was about the tight ends. I think the tight end thing really pissed him off. I do. I think it really pissed him off.
Here's Mike in Bridgewater. What are your thoughts, Michael?
Hey, I'm just calling in about the mystery team.
Go ahead. What is it? Who is it?
You guys haven't said it. What about the Vikings? They can get out of Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Okay. You get out of Kirk Cousins, maybe send him over to his boy there, fourth quarter Shanahan there. Now you have the best weapons in the whole league.
Okay, so Gaspar has mentioned Minnesota from the start. as a boy, I hope the mystery team is real and not some piece of bull crap, which it almost always is. It's almost always bull crap, right? It's like Scott Boris, Agent Bullcrap 101. There's a mystery team. God, I hope this one's real. I hope this one's real. It's one team that we've never thought of or haven't, you know, put any time into, and they just come out of nowhere on the 18th of March. I hope that's true.
Right. Or if it is a team, it's Jacksonville. Like, and you sit there and go, there's no shot of that working.
Hardly qualifies. Sean and Marbo, what's the mystery team?
So I think there's three teams, and Tennessee's in play because I saw something where if you take out screen passes and play action passes, Tannehill was actually a terrible quarterback last year, so his numbers are skewed. But the three teams, and you've got to go by teams that compete by for a Super Bowl, with a team with no quarterback or that can make the money work, and Chicago Bears, Denver Broncos, and Minnesota would all be football-wise good landing spots. And I think you guys dismissed Chicago too quickly. It's the third biggest market in the country. So from a business standpoint, I think you guys are overlooking Chicago.
Great fit. It'd be a great fit for him.
One of absolutely.
Best defenses in the league. The receivers and backs are pretty good. It's not like they're devoid. They have no quarterback. And they have an offensive-minded coach, a good passing game quarterback coach in Nagy. He's a Andy Reid disciple. That's a decent fit. Now, I don't know when Giselle says, I want to go somewhere nice if she's thinking of Chicago. But football-wise, it absolutely makes sense. Let's grab Manny in Deerfield. He's up next with Felger and Maz. Hi, Manny.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good,
hey,
what do you got?
Quick comment on Brady in San Francisco. If Belichick thinks he can win without Brady, why doesn't he just trade Edelman and Gronk in his contract, and in return he gets Garoppolo?
Okay, so I'd rather give up guys like that, Maz, if the Garoppolo of the Patriots thing has any real legs. I'd rather give up Edelman, rights to Gronk, than I would a first-round pick.
So, look, I would too. I'd rather give up those things too, but let's be honest. Do the rights to Gronk really mean anything anymore? Does anyone honestly believe he's going to play? Like, because I don't. I think Gronk is done. Now, Edelman's a little different, and if you're telling me you can get the Niners to take Edelman and, you know, a mid-round pick instead of giving up your first, sure. I'm just telling you, me personally, I wouldn't hesitate to give up the first if it's Garoppolo.
George and Maynard, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I just got a stupid one probably, but I think when Belichick traded Garoppolo out to San Fran, I thought Belichick was giving Brady the FU, basically saying, hey, you're not ever going to go home, thinking down the road maybe, you know, Brady would want to go there. So now maybe Brady's coming right back at you, saying FU to Bill. I'd love to go to San Fran. Obviously, San Fran's got a great team, and Super G wants to go there, but I still think it's seriously a two-team race between San Fran and Tennessee, with retirement being the third.
Okay, George, you know, we laughed at all the callers, Maz, who said when they traded Garoppolo to San Fran, yeah, that Bill's just doing it to block Brady. And we laughed. How many calls did we get on that?
Like a million.
And we laughed or hung up on everyone. And now here we are 2.5 years later, and he's blocked Brady from going to San Francisco.
I know. My answer is, yeah, you were right.
It's unbelievable.
Seriously, though.
I mean, the way it's worked out is it's the best spot for Brady. It seems like he would go there in a heartbeat. Seems like they would take him in a heartbeat, except they have Jimmy Garoppolo there, who just went to the Super Bowl with them, and the fans seem to like out there. And Bill has blocked Brady from going to San Francisco. That actually effing happened, if you can believe it.
You know, we haven't spent a lot of time on this, but when this San Francisco stuff popped up, Belichick had to be laughing his ass off.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Because he probably sat there saying, no matter what happens here, I'm getting a quarterback. Either I've shut Brady off from going, or if San Francisco does want to do it, I'm getting Jimmy G back.
God. How about that poll yesterday where they asked, you know, 17,000 voters of a sports radio, or I'm not sure who put it out there, but whatever. You know, that media poll out there in San Fran, do you want a 28-year-old Jimmy Garoppolo or a 42-year-old Tom Brady? And it was 80-20, those folks out there wanting Jimmy Garoppolo. What do you make of that?
So this ties into the, you know, the whole theory or the potential reason why Brady doesn't have a market. Because whether it's Daniel Jones and the Giants fans or San Francisco and Jimmy Garoppolo, that a lot of people instinctively look at it and say, I love Brady, but he's 43. No thanks. I'll keep the young guy.
Yeah, it's a guy coming to the end and a guy that still could have some upside at 28 years old in Garoppolo.
Okay, so I hear you there. But
no, they're still idiots.
Well, look, when I was saying last segment, it would piss me off. It would really disappoint me if there was no team out there willing to take the chance. I put San Francisco at the top of the list. It's like, guys,
you're 20, 30 years from your past glory. Like, I mean, you've got a whole generation after being a model franchise, and you know the modern day Patriots. You've got a whole generation of being a garbage team. All right, now here you are with a great roster. You have the greatest player of all time, who still has something left, who wants to come home, play in his hometown for his hometown team, for the team that he rooted for when he was a kid, and he has all the gear and all that, and you have a chance to complete that, and he can take you to the Super Bowl. Not just to use Jimmy and Gasper's line, not just be a sidecar. No. Take you to the Super Bowl and win a championship as a 49er, and you don't want to do it because you don't want to give up on years, you know, 3, 4, 5, and 6 of Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, all of a sudden Garoppolo is irreplaceable. I mean, I like the kid, but I'm not telling you he's irreplaceable, but you wouldn't like that. That's not intriguing to you. You don't want to take a look at taking that chance for that. I mean, what a story that is. What an opportunity that is. And you're not going to do it? God, does anyone have any balls out there?
Well, so that's the thing. The answer is no. You need a Belichick type of coach to make a bold move like that. And there aren't many of those out there. So, I wonder if there are a lot of teams that just say, and this is the ultimate hurdle that Brady has to clear. We like him, but he's 43. So Brady can talk all he wants about the Fountain of Youth and TB12 and everything else, but the real world operates with the real age. Like, that is a huge hurdle. And again, I hear you. I would do a lot of the, if I were, Tennessee to me is the big one. Ryan effing Tannehill? You've got to be kidding me.
I mean, now
Ryan Tannehill.
Now all of a sudden, if I'm to believe Bedard and Volan and others, the Titans are using Brady as leverage to lock in Ryan Tannehill?
Again, that's more insulting than Nate Ebner's contract. I'm not kidding. If I'm Brady, I refuse to talk to Mike Vrabel ever again. I defriend him if that's what he's actually doing.
Like, come on. Someone have some balls. Someone have some sense of drama. Have someone, I mean, someone do something big and ballsy. And you know what? The risk isn't that great because you know Brady's going to be good for 2 years. Maybe he declines a little bit, but you're not getting some bum. It ain't going to blow up in your face. You're going to be good and you're going to contend at least. And at most, you're going to win a championship with the greatest player ever in his second act. And that's an amazing story. There's no one out there who wants to take that chance. That would disappoint. I mean, I know the NFL is a no fun league, but don't tell me it's gotten that bad where no one's willing to do that. Come on. Give me a break. We continue. Agenda Free Friday here on Felger and Maz. It's presented by the Bernardi Auto Group. Felger and Maz brought to you by DraftKings here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston.
Felger and Maz. Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Will this, the 20th season for Tom Brady and Bill Belichick joined together, be the final season they spend together? I'll walk out on that plank and say yes, it will.
Certainly Tom's, you know, iconic figure in this organization, and nobody respects Tom more than I do.
If he's sitting back and assessing all of his options, does Vegas make sense to you?
Hell no. It's L.A. It's the Chargers.
First, I want you to handicap Brady's next landing spot.
Exactly.
It's one of two places. It's San Diego or L.A. It's San Diego or Vegas. Word on the street is he bought a home in Vegas.
Okay.
Really?
Stand by.
Stand by.
Now we're talking.
Okay. Yeah. Stand by.
Well, why don't I tell you what I know?
Okay.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
A lot of rumors that, you know, he was at Brunswick School.
Yeah.
Looking at Brunswick School in Greenwich as far as for his kids. Who would want Brady? He's only got a year or two left of his career.
You say, who would want Brady?
He's only got a year.
You think he's lost it? You think he's cashed?
I don't think he's the same.
Giselle's not moving to Indianapolis. Miami would be perfect because of her career. He's not going to go to a New York team because Daniel Jones and Darnold. And nobody likes the Chargers in Los Angeles. He doesn't even look right in that jersey.
But the Raiders?
That's interesting.
NYG, New York Giants. I said, what?
At this point, I'd be stunned if he returns to New England.
Well, where should he play next year? It should not be in New England.
It's either going to be, to me, it's either going to be New England or Tennessee with the 49ers closing hard on the outside.
That is awesome! Oh, my God, that's the best thing I've heard in about 6 years. Like, wow, is that awesome! Closing hard on the outside, the Niners for Brady. Oh, my God, that is so awesome. Oh, Jimmy G's coming back if that happens. Absolutely. Oh, my God, do I love that. Oh, my God. Oh, that is dynamite. That is so freaking good.
All right, so there's the recap of Brady Watch to this point, courtesy of Jimmy Stewart. Felger and Maz from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Maz Murray and Christopher Gasper.
Yeah, look what the cat dragged in.
As I come to you on quarantine here on location, Gasper is powered by the Commuter Rail. Hop on board this weekend for unlimited trips for just $10. If you're heading to the Garden for the game tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday, avoid traffic and parking and take the train directly to North Station. Plan your trip at mbta.com/massbytrain and get tickets on the Ticket app. Gasper, what do you know? Come on. Spill it. Tell us what you know. I know you know some things. Come on.
I don't.
What do you got?
It's like everybody else. We're trying to figure out where this thing is going. I don't think they know where this thing is going. The only thing I'll say is that I think that, again, and this I thought this from the beginning, that when you started to narrow down the realistic options for Tom Brady and for the Patriots, that there weren't that many, and it made a lot more sense for them to end up together than apart. And I think now that we're into the process, that maybe that reality is starting to hit home for Brady and the Brady camp. I just don't think there are that many places that he really wants to go that are interested in him.
Okay, so, and this is sort of where I stand. He has a market. But if the market is Tampa and, you know, Lance Lynn, Anthony Lynn, you know, what good is the market? If he doesn't want to go there, those teams being interested in him don't really do him any good, especially when the Patriots know he's not going to go there either.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it. I still think it's a posturing thing. Look, he's ready to leave. It's not a situation where he won't leave, but what are you leaving for? What's a better situation? I mean, do you just want to get away from Bill that bad? And maybe at the end of the day, if things continue along that track... I know there were the reports about the phone call. You know, I haven't been told anything about the phone call myself, but the reports out there that it didn't go well. That's not really surprising. So maybe another phone call like that from Bill, who sort of acts like it's business as usual and nothing has changed, and I'm just going to ignore all of the things that you're saying you need that will make you feel better, and you're my employee just like you have been for 20 years. And if you don't want to be my employee, well, too bad. You know, if it's just going to be like that, then maybe the spite factor is so high that he just goes to one of these places.
Do you think Brady's side is trying to drum up business? Do you think that's what San Francisco's about? Or, you know,
I mean, I think
places?
There are definitely teams that are interested. It's more on Tom's side, but I think any good agent would try and get as many teams involved as possible and try and create more of a market, even if the market is not what you were hoping it would be.
So that's a yes.
What do you think of the San Francisco thing, Gasper?
I think the San Francisco thing makes more sense for Tom than it does for the 49ers. And
why?
Well,
I mean, I know why, but explain.
Well, there's a couple of things that I think are interesting. One, you know, Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo have the same agent. So that's kind of interesting, I think, from the Jimmy G standpoint. Like, if I'm Jimmy G, I might sort of say, hey, what's going on here? What's up with these rumors? When I look at it from Brady's side, you'd get to play at home. You get to play for your childhood team. That team is built to contend, obviously. They just went to the Super Bowl. I mean, if they'd had a better quarterback instead of the guy that you guys were genuflecting for all season, they would have actually won the thing. If you didn't have the quarterback or the lowest quarterback rating in the history of fourth quarters in Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you don't like Garoppolo.
No, that's
so
not true.
Why do you make those? Well, so do I. So we agree.
Why do I use facts? I don't know. That's a good question on this show. I don't know why I use facts. It's probably a waste.
No, but I don't understand why you straddle that fence.
What do you mean straddle that fence? I don't like him as much as you.
You take every chance to rip the guy, but then you have a chance to replace him with Brady, and you're like, no, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, okay, I hear what you're saying. So, first of all, I'm not ripping the guy. We're just stating facts. I'm not ripping him. I like Jimmy. If Jimmy came back here and replaced, I think Jimmy is the best possible replacement for Brady. There's no other quarterback I'd rather have if Brady's not staying here than Jimmy. I think that's the best case scenario for the Patriots.
God.
Jimmy can play. He's just not so, what you guys thought. It's more about ripping you. It's more about ripping you guys than ripping Jimmy.
Okay, now we're getting to it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's more about ripping you guys, which I know
your commentary on Garoppolo is not very consistent. I mean, it's not. You rip him on one hand and then on the other say, no, I wouldn't take Tom Brady over him. Like that's ridiculous.
No. I didn't say no.
Pick one.
Actually, I just said the opposite. I said they would have won with a better quarterback, which Tom is. I would take Brady over Garoppolo. I don't think the 49ers will, and let me explain it to you. That offense that they run with Kyle Shanahan, do you remember when Peyton Manning was running the Broncos offense at the end, and he couldn't get out there to make that handoff on the stretch play? Like, he literally couldn't do it, and they had to put him in the pistol. He was screwing up the timing on all the running. It would be the same thing with Brady. And that offense is, I don't think it'd be a good fit for Tom. It's really rigid. Like, again, your guy, Aaron Rodgers, you know why he was chafing at Matt LaFleur? It's the same system. And those coaches believe that all the answers are in the offense and all the audibles are like preordained off the play that you call. So, you know, Tom can be like, hey, you know, we ran this play in 2005 against this defense. Let's just audible to that. Nope. You don't do that in the Shanahan system.
Okay.
Shanahan wouldn't want him.
He's some choking bozo who sucks, but I want him as the next Patriots quarterback. I got it. That makes perfect sense.
He's the best of the options.
Do you agree with Ben Volen that most of the leaking appears to be coming from the Brady camp?
No, I don't. I don't agree with
that. Okay, thank you. And so, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, I think there's leaking coming from the other side, too. I mean, you know, there's talking up certain guys. You know, they'd be fine with Andy Dalton. Stidham can play. The only pass I saw the guy throw was a pick six. So, I mean, I do think that there's some, I think there's some posturing leaking from both sides.
Did you read Jeff Howe today?
I did not read the column, no.
Okay, well, let me read you a couple. This is just, no, but the Patriots aren't doing any planting and there's no, like, would you shut up with this? I mean, listen to this. Jeff Howe and the other, and I'm not ragging on Howe. He's got
Jeff's
his
a very good reporter.
Of course he is. But if you don't think that, you know, I mean, come on. If you don't think this is part of the game, then give me a break. The headline, jump on that bandwagon. Quarterback guru insists Jared Stidham will star for the Patriots. Jordan Palmer, who has worked as Stidham's longtime throwing coach, believes the Patriots already have another franchise quarterback in their system. Quote, to be clear, I think he's a star. and he's going to be a big-time franchise quarterback, Palmer said, unprompted. I love that part. Like, unprompted. They bumped into each other on the subway. He says, quote, I have felt that way for a couple of years now. I'm totally fine saying that. I don't care that he went in the fourth round. I think he's legitimate. He's going to be the leader of the New England Patriots for a long time whenever that starts. Go ahead and jump on the bandwagon. Here's another quote that we threw up earlier on the simulcast that is just rich. Palmer says he can spin it as good as anybody in the league, literally, from a data perspective. Palmer said, citing his advanced video metrics. Oh, give me a break. He says the focus for Jarrett was velocity. So he gained 11% velocity over 2 months. And that was almost double what the other guys were. So just by focusing on certain areas, we can make large gains. But he can spin it as good as anybody in the league. So you're telling me there's not some smoke coming from the Patriots side? Give me a break.
Yeah, I mean,
Give me a break.
I mean, if they were really that comfortable moving on with Stidham, then I think they would have moved on already, right? If he were really that good, right?
If he can spin it as good as anybody in the league, and he costs you $800,000, why haven't the Patriots done with Brady what the Chargers did with Phillip Rivers? You know, and I know Brady's won more, so it's more important, but, you know, from a, how come they haven't even moved on to Jared Stidham if he can spin it as good as any guy in the league? Come on. Give me a break with this. So if you had to predict, Gasper, before we go to break and go to the calls, what would you say?
Predict, like, what's going to happen?
Yes, predict what's going to happen.
I mean, I'm going to stay where I've been all along. I think at the end of the day that they end up working something out. I just think that it's – I just really don't think that there are better options out there for either side. I don't know how that materializes. I don't know if it's somebody bridging the gap like a Robert Kraft. I don't know if it's, you know, Belichick deciding to give in a little bit. I don't know if it's Brady realizing –
Does Brady get the second year here? Does Brady get the second year here?
Yeah. I'll say this. I think if it's not a two-year thing, like he's not coming back, I think he'd probably rather retire than come back here for one, just on another one-year deal.
No way.
No way what, Mess?
No way he gets the second year guaranteed. No way. Now, you want to tell me there's some sort of trigger in there that is attainable? Fine. But up front, guaranteed second year? No shot.
Okay. There we go. To your phones, I promise, after Murray's update here on Felger and Mass.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Felger and Mass.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dion, let's unpack this here.
Well, let's go. I got a breathe. I got a Samsung.
So the 49ers make the Super Bowl. They paid all this money to Garoppolo.
Yep.
And then they're just going to end it right there and go with Brady.
And win?
No, I understand. I'm not saying they would. The last thing I'm sitting here is saying they're not going to win with Tom Brady. I mean, please. But you think, and that would be in terms of Brady ending his career other than in New England. That's his childhood team. That's who he wanted to be, you know.
So what part of this you don't understand?
That's where you wanted to go, so as opposed to Moose drafting Giovanni Carmazzi back in the day. We love having fun with him over that. But it, you know, I'm not saying it doesn't make sense for Brady.
It makes sense for everybody.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Garoppolo you could have for many more years there.
And that's what New England wants, right?
There you go, good.
Okay, New England wants somebody with longevity. Am I right or wrong? That's the only reason you would discard Brady.
Right, but
and
Brady's
what does San Fran want?
Brady's not under contract to New England.
But what does San Fran want?
To win.
Now. Sign and trade.
Simple.
Sign and trade.
Okay, so Deion Sanders, I don't know if he got the ball rolling or he just heard what was being chattered in Indianapolis, but it's pretty clear there was something there with Brady and San Fran, even if it was just Brady soliciting San Fran and trying to drum up, you know, a market of teams he would actually go to, which I think is important, because having a market of teams that he will never go to doesn't do him any good. He needs a market of teams that are an actual threat. And in that case, San Francisco, I think, is an actual threat. Although, Gasper, again, before we go to the phones,
yeah.
you think system-wise it just doesn't work?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, unless Kyle Shanahan's willing to change his offense and that's his baby. Now, I will say this. Remember now when John Lynch became the GM there, he initially asked about Jimmy Garoppolo and was told no. And then he asked about Brady. Do you guys remember that? And then everyone was like, whoa, look at the balls on John Lynch asking about Brady. So, like, I think Lynch is, you know, one of those guys who's, you know, a star bleeper, and he might be interested. But Shanahan wields a lot of power in that organization.
Okay, so I hope they're alive. It's a great story. It's a great story. It'd be good leverage for Brady. And Garoppolo coming back here would be great. I mean, I think everyone would win in that situation. Dan and Cranston, what do you think?
Hey, in context, I spent a good portion of this week listening to 95.7 The Game out there, quite a few hours. So I can tell you what the beat is. Look, take him beyond even the poll, okay? Forget the fans. The beat writers, they had Steve Young on, Chris Sims, a few other people. It was laughable how much the beat writers think it's a downgrade. Not even a wash, a downgrade. And even these guys, and even like Chris Sims, and they had Steve Young, they said it's at best a wash. Seriously, the perspective of Brady at this point, and even the players, go to the quotes of like George Kittle's Instagram. You know, there was guys on the team making public comments saying, no friggin' way. They would ruin the locker room if they brought him there.
Okay, well, hold on. His teammates are different. Garoppolo's teammates are going to support him. Like, that I get. But Chris, what do you make of this? The fans out there in San Francisco and the caller, even the media, you know, everyone seems to be against Brady to Garoppolo, you know, Brady to San Francisco replacing Garoppolo, like, some sort of downgrade. What do you make of that?
They probably don't get to see a lot of Brady, even though that's his hometown area, San Mateo. Remember now, those are a lot of the same fans who booed him when he was introduced with the other Super Bowl MVPs and Super Bowl 50 out there. And they probably just are assuming he's on the decline because of what the numbers were this year. And then you have a team that went to the Super Bowl with Garoppolo. Obviously, none of those people watched any of their playoff games or they would feel differently. But Garoppolo had a pretty good year, and he's a pretty good fit for that system. And maybe the people out there sort of feel the way you guys do, that they're worried about the next 10 years and not the next two.
Okay, well, that's different than saying I guess that's it. But I don't know. The caller there seemed to indicate people think Brady can't play anymore, which to me is absurd.
That's ludicrous, to be
absurd.
Honest.
Tim in Wakefield. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Michael. I just want to say I'm so very sorry that you're quarantined right now. But anyways, I want to comment on the Volan article, and then I want you to give me a second at the end just to give my mystery team.
Go ahead.
So Volan says that Brady's market is down, right? That shouldn't surprise anybody. I know that Chris doesn't agree with me on this, but Bedard does, that Brady did not look good last year. So anybody that's looking to sign Brady is going to sign Brady because they want to make a splash for reasons other than just being good at football, like the Las Vegas Raiders. So you want me to give you my mystery team now?
Yes.
So my mystery team, and this may be crazy, but you guys love throwing stuff against the wall and seeing if it sticks. What if the mystery team could be the L.A. Rams?
So we mentioned that before. Like, that's a team we think Brady is interested in.
Jimmy had it first.
Yes, but are the Rams interested in him? Could they make that Goff contract go away?
But it's kind of like the same system as Shanahan's. It's like
so right, exactly. Well, and all, right, and a lot of sort of the boot action and, you know, getting out there on the edge, even, you know, in the running game, which is not to Brady. But so this is another thing. It's like, F your system. You have a chance for Tom
totally
Brady.
Right.
Keep him in the pocket. Do whatever you have to do. It's one of the great players of all time who still has something to give and you can win a Super Bowl with. F your stupid bootleg. You know what I mean? Like, the way these teams are thinking, it's driving me crazy, Maz.
Oh, God, it's idiotic. Please. I mean, to me, that's the thing is you get a player like that, you change the offense. Period. End of story. Like, I don't understand that sort of logic either. Like, yeah, geez, you know, we could get Patrick Mahomes, but we'd have to change our system.
Like, what are you doing?
I can't stand that type of logic. It drives me absolutely bananas.
I can see not changing it if you're talking about Tim Tebow. But again, even at 43 years old, you're talking about the greatest of all times who still has a season or two left in the tank. You change it, you
I agree. But how come you guys don't feel this way when it comes to the Patriots? Like, there's this staunch defense of Brady for these other teams. Why won't you do it? Why won't you do it? But with the Patriots.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Don't go saying that. I say it all the time. I say dumb down the offense all the time. I say it every single time.
No, but I'm saying there's this thing like you got to do whatever you got to do to get Tom Brady if you're the Rams or the 49ers. But if you're the Patriots, it's like, time to move on.
Because I don't think Bill's willing to do it.
No, Chris is right. I do feel this way. Like, I'm rooting for. I do. I'm like, every team should take this chance other than us. Like, I don't want to do it. But it's true. At least I'm acknowledging my inconsistency there. And I think the difference, Chris, is that the Pats have already won their six.
Right.
You know, it's like.
It's not apples to apples.
They've done it all. There's nothing left to prove. There's nothing left to do. And it's like, they got to think about from my perspective, think about the next 10, not the next one or two. So, like, it's a different spot here than it is anywhere else. But it is a little inconsistent. I'm willing to acknowledge that.
Brady's year hurt him. It did. It hurt him. And I say his year, the year of the offense, the Patriots offense.
Sure.
It hurt him because a lot of people do. They say he's losing it.
Can I just say quickly, though, the last time people were this down on him was 2013, right? And that was another year where he didn't have the receivers. There were a bunch of rookies. If you look at the numbers from last year in 2013, they're very similar. They're almost identical. And at that time, you know, looking back, he proved that that wasn't about him. That was more about the offense and what was around him. So I think he could do that again.
Yes, I think he has another great year in him. Maybe not two, but, you know, I think he could be, because especially he's going to be motivated. You can't ignore that. I mean, effing Brett Favre, motivated at 41, had an MVP caliber year at the very, very end. So if that dingbat can do it, Brady can certainly do it. So I still think he has an MVP caliber year left in him. Not multiples, but one of those, and then a second year where he's not going off on the golf cart. He's playing winning football. And the fact that no one in the league is going to, you know, take a chance on that, to me, bums me out. It frankly kind of bums me out. Long commercial-free segment is next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Sports, Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I love it. For a guy that doesn't like the move, you're making the case for the move, Peter.
I'm not making a case for the move. I'm just saying I would not do that at all. I would not do it. I would keep Jimmy Garoppolo in his first full year as a starter. He had a B to B plus year, okay? And in my opinion, he's got the potential to be one of the best 10 quarterbacks in the league consistently, especially being coached by Kyle Shanahan, who is one of the two or three best offensive minds in football easily. So to me, I don't know why you would give up security at quarterback for the next 10 years for what you hope would be great for the next two. I'm not saying they're not going to do it.
Right.
I doubt they'll do it, but I wouldn't do it.
All right, Peter King among those who doesn't like Brady to San Francisco. Nuts. All right, we have Chris Gasper in our Town Fair Tire studios. I'm on quarantine here in Wellesley, no joke. Chris had a couple of things he wanted to hit on, so let's do it here. NFL CBA, Chris, has been sent to the players, expected to be ratified. What's your thoughts on that deal?
I think it's a really bad deal for the players. I do. You know, I think the things that they got are sort of, you're really sort of red herring type of things. You know, they didn't really move the ball forward in terms of major financial issues or establishing more of a free market. That never happened. The franchise tag still exists. You can still franchise tag guys three times. The holdout stuff is much stricter now. Normally in a holdout, which is the only thing that's worked for a lot of these guys that want new deals. Normally at the end of the day, if you get a deal, the team gives you all the money that you were fined back. Now they can't do that. It's in the new CBA that the stuff's non-refundable. And the stuff that they got in return is like the marijuana stuff. It's like, well, that's the way society's going. You know, Goodell not having as much sway and discipline. Well, guess what? The owners want that just as much as you because he keeps mucking it up. So I just feel like they made a major sacrifice, or the players are on the verge of making a major sacrifice for the 17th game. That's a huge concession for them. They didn't get anything commensurate in return in terms of a concession from the owners.
So here's the question. Do you think they would have had the solidarity needed to drive a harder bargain, to miss games, to actually get the deal that they would need?
That's a great question. And maybe that's why D'Amore Smith and the NFLPA are sort of pushing this deal through. You can only work with what you have, and if you feel like you don't have the solidarity, I guess the answer I would say is no, they don't. But the reality is, like, all the extra stuff in this, like, you know, okay, we're going to add two guys to the roster. Well, you read the fine print. The two guys that get added to the 53-man roster have to be from the practice squad. All the money that the owners are paying, it's going to the bottom of the pay scale, not the top. And we all know that it's sort of the idea that a rising tide lifts all boats. And so if the guys at the top start making more money, then the guys at the bottom will too. That's the way it's going to work in the NFL. And the way the NFL's done this, it's like the guys at the top don't have any more leverage. You're not going to see like more guaranteed contracts. Again, the franchise tag is still in there. They just didn't get anything that to me moves the needle enough for them to agree to this 17th game.
I mean, it really is the only sport where the very best players have no leverage.
They have no leverage.
It's a joke. It's a joke. That's always been a joke. The franchise rule to me is un-American. You know how I feel about that.
Okay, item number two for Chris Gasper. Chris Sale and the Boston Red Sox. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, when I look at this, first of all, if Nathan Eovaldi is your healthy starter, one of your healthy starters, you're screwed. I mean, that's bad right off the bat. And with this Sale thing, it's not a matter of if he'll have Tommy John. It's a matter of when. And so I now think that they should look at this. And John Tomasi wrote this today, Great Minds Think Alike, that they should sort of wave the white flag on the season. I'm down to like start trading people. Jackie Bradley Jr., Brandon Workman, Matt Barnes. Let Bloom work his Tampa Bay Rays magic here and see if he can get a bunch of young guys and prospects back, and you can sort of reset and then reload in free agency in the offseason. And here's my big takeaway. And I don't know how you feel about this, Maz. I would consider trading Bogarts. I think his value is never going to be higher than it is right now coming off that huge season he had. His contract is a steal. He has an opt-out after 2022, so you trade him to a team now. They get him for three seasons. And he has a no-trade clause that kicks in when he reaches 7 years of service time, which, according to Cotts baseball contracts, he'll hit this year in August. So then you wouldn't be able to deal him. And I just don't think he's going to be able to duplicate what he did last year. I think that's the best season he'll ever have.
No, there's no way I'm moving Bogaerts. Not now.
As if
no.
they haven't alienated the fan base enough.
Just go all in.
And now, sorry to cut you off, Maz. This feels like this is now picking up traction. Tomasi wrote about this. I saw your colleague of the Globe, Chad Finn, had a column today. Red Sox fans shouldn't get used to this roster. They're going to rip this thing to shreds.
So I wouldn't do it. I mean, if I'm them, here's what I do. And the Sale injury is crippling, although in a lot of ways it isn't, because you knew something was coming with him. There was no way he was going to make it through the year. So if I'm them, hope I get off to a good start, see where we are at the trading deadline. That's what I do. And then if they're not, Chris, if they're not in good shape at the deadline, then I do some of the things you're talking about.
Would you consider moving Bogaerts?
No. Because I'm not punting on next year and the year after, too. They have too much money, and they're starting to get, they're starting to put at least a couple of players in their minor league system. So come the offseason, it can change fast. We've seen that with them before.
I mean, I'm not trying to run Bogaerts out of town. I'm just saying, 30 home runs every year from him, I don't know. I mean, I think he's very good. I think he could be, 290, 20-something homers, 90-something RBIs, which is kind of what he was before last year when he had that huge season. I don't know that he's going to do that every year, and I feel like people are basing it based on he's going to do what he did last year, which is 939 OPS, 33 homers, 117 runs batted in, and after 2022, he's going to opt out.
Okay, but you're looking at...
Of course he's going to opt out. His deal's a steal.
But you're looking at it the wrong way. Could he be part of another winning team here?
How long is it going to take?
2 years.
The pitching, couple years. Where are they getting the pitching from?
Okay, I don't know. I'll worry about that in a little while. They don't have it right now. I have no idea. But
how are they going to have it next year?
Buy it, right?
Who's available?
I don't know. Agents? Maybe someone becomes available.
Who's the Garrett Cole?
I don't know.
Well, they can't trade for it because the farm system, so they have to get in free agency.
No, they might be able to trade for it by then. You'd be surprised.
You think so?
Well, Tristan Cassius is going to have some value. Okay. And so now, look, I'm not telling you that's the preferred route. I'm just telling you that can we not just kick away 2 years of baseball right now? Can we do that?
I don't know.
As much as I would love to bury the sport, believe me, I'm not ready to do that.
If you hired the Rays guy, then you got to let him do his thing.
So you
otherwise,
can.
Why hire him?
You can. Let's see how it goes first.
So just have one sort of reset year and then, let him do his thing and then you can spend all your money and, go crazy.
But you can still do that. You can still do that without doing it now. You do it in July when you're out of it. You'll get something for those guys.
All right, folks, there you go. Gasper owes us one more segment. You want to stick around for a segment of calls, Chris?
Absolutely. Yep, I'll be around.
Okay, Brady Watch, Red Sox. We did some Bruins earlier. Murray's opening thought was on soft Gordon Hayward and the Celtics. You want to weigh in on any of that, give us a call. We'll go right to you after Murray's 90-second update. There are no commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.